Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Shout out to Cardi B, man, for always keeping it 100 on Instagram. Always keeping it so real, inspiring great topics like today's What Beauty Upkeep Has You Looking Good But Broke As Hell. Hit us up via call or text 877-971-HITS. Obviously, also, she just announced the fact on Instagram that her and her man, Offset, have split up. But she's very mature about it, very cordial. They're like, yo, we get along. We got mad love for each other, and that's great for her baby culture. So she spoke about that. Although DJ Majestic believes it's all some weird conspiracy theory behind this. What is your theory, bro?
Yeah, I think it's a fabrication by their PR agents. Mm-hmm. They got to put Offset and Cardi B together because she was super calm in the video about the breakup. Mm. I never heard her wilding out about him cheating. Mm-hmm. And like the day after she gave birth, she had abs.
So you don't think baby culture is real?
I don't think there's a baby because she never wants to show us the baby either, right?
There it is. So pretty soon you're saying she's going to put out a song about the breakup. He's going to put out a song about the breakup. And then they're going to go on tour together.
Exactly. Not even a song. They're going to pull a Jay-Z Beyonce. They're going to do like the albums, like the He Cheated on Me album. And she, you know, it's going to be a whole thing.
Let's not get crazy. Well, she's getting there, but he's not Jay-Z. Right? I hate to be that guy.
There you go. All right, man. So also she kept it real about how expensive it's getting to be looking good. Listen to this.
It's getting more and more expensive to maintain us women. Like, is not getting the $17 full set with 3 free nail design, mother. Want the gel set, and some like me want Swarovski crystals. So that about there is like about $200. Then the hair, you know, we're not in the era where do the blowouts, you know what I'm saying, or the sew-ins and No, want a whole full lace wig. Jeez. The wig is about $800. So what's good?
Good Lord. What's good is that you're a millionaire. That's what's good.
You know what I love about that is like she was so mature on that breakup video about her and Offset. And I'm like, man, she's like, maybe she's like turned a corner. And then you get this video, you're like, nah, she's still Cardi.
So definitely call in and confess what beauty upkeep has you looking good but broke. Chelsea, let's go with you first, girl.
Yeah, I think for me, my biggest splurge, well, definitely hair extensions. Mm-hmm. Cost a pretty penny to
just
get those.
Just go ahead and say it. Just how much? Change,
really, I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can. It's like embarrassing. Like I'm not proud of it.
Chelsea, it's all right. We're in the
same place.
Guess. I want each of you to guess. And I'll say.
I heard $800 from Cardi B, so I'm gonna say $100.
Okay, it's close.
I'm gonna go. Yeah. Oh, close. I'm gonna go $670.
Okay. Well, Edgar was closer.
Damn, it's
rough.
I'd rather pay rent.
And then eyelash extensions, that's like my favorite. You have to wear mascara. It makes getting ready easier. And I do. And you have to get them. The maintenance is what's so hard about eyelash extensions. You have to get them re-put in every like 2 weeks.
They fall out and
3 weeks. Yeah.
I heard maybe the funniest tweet I've ever seen in my life was, dear God, why did you waste good eyelashes on men?
So true.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, in my family, we all have, like, every guy has, like, amazing eyelashes. I know I've heard this from women before. They're like, you guys don't even appreciate them. This is ridiculous.
Let me just say this. Don't go too crazy on your eyelashes because some girls look like they're going to sleep. Like they're falling asleep because their eyelashes are so long. They're just like, yo, I can't. Like, are you tired? They're like, nah, man, I just can't lift up my eyelid right now. These eyelashes are legit, like, super heavy right now. So there it is. What
also,
else
one more thing. I also have getting your eyebrows tinted and waxed.
Wait,
I
hold
got
up.
So many
hold
my
on,
friends.
Hold on.
Dyed tinted?
I heard of getting your windows tinted. You get your eyebrows tinted?
Yeah. Sure do.
Limo tint?
Yeah, I do. It makes a difference. I've gotten a lot of my friends addicted to it, too.
Grab a Sharpie, girl, like my cousins did in Santa Ana. Let's go.
Throw some of that, what is it, the stuff you put in your eyelashes, throw in your eyebrows, too.
Well,
right?
Now people are getting their eyebrows
tattooed
on. Yeah, that's like a big thing right now, a big
I think
trend.
Post
so
Malone did
that
too. He's got his eyebrows tattooed on.
You can tattoo under your eyes, always broke. What about you, Brian?
You know what's funny, man? I've gotten into, and I don't know why. Oh, yeah, my girlfriend did this to me.
Usually that's what happens.
Yeah, she loves face masks, like detoxifying face masks. I got into those. And then I had, and I'm really into this, but I had a couple glasses of wine, probably a little bit of Pinot, right? And I was on Amazon on Cyber Monday, and I totally didn't realize I did this, but I bought this, like, microderm blading, like, exfoliator roll thing, where it's basically just a bunch of tiny needles that you roll across your face, right? You're not supposed to do it very hard, but it just puts little holes in your skin, like you're aerating a yard or something. And then I got this, like, vitamin C serum that you're supposed to put on your face. I gotta be honest, man, I did it, went to sleep the other day, I woke up, man, my face felt all, like, tight. I was like, oh man. And we get up so early that I feel like sometimes I walk in here and I look at myself in like a mirror for the first time in 4 hours and I look like hammered garbage.
Yeah. Honestly, there are times because we get such like low sleep that we look like our face are melting, like a melting candle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For me, it's got to be haircuts, bro. I get.
You have a tight hair game.
I get faded up once a week.
Wow.
And barbers know this.
Once a week.
And I feel like every 6 months, barbers are raising their prices. We caught on to you guys.
So how much do you pay compared to my 800?
$35 and then tips, about like $45 a week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm getting faded. So guess what I'm getting my wife for Christmas?
Clippers!
Clippers and an iPad to watch YouTube videos on how to cut hair and give fades.
Yes.
So, Janet, smart. Get ready. Just know that I love you. All right, coming up next, we want to hear from you. What beauty upkeep has you looking good? But broke as hell. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. Tamara, our phone screener, what about you, girl?
Definitely have to go with Chelsea with the eyebrows and in the lashes, definitely. Those are, like, so expensive. But I would have to say makeup.
Ooh.
Like, literally buying two things, you can spend $100 just on two things.
Good Lord. Yeah. All right, there it is. And that's why we're all broke, guys. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. What are our texts saying, Brian?
I would say, like, stop spending money on makeup and just start increasing the amount of money you spend on the guys drinking at the bar. It'll do the same thing. trying to look pretty. We got from the 626, Jesse in West Covina, Brazilian wax once a month, $60 plus tips. Now, I got a Brazilian wax a couple of years ago because I lost a radio bet. Boy, that is an experience.
You're getting paid to get tortured.
Yes. You're going to get to know your waxer very well. We got 310, something that keeps me looking good, but broke, the gym and eyelash extensions. Gym memberships are creeping up. We got all these boutique gyms, these, you know, Orange Theory, F45. My gym, Equinox, is a bit on the pricey side, but the showers are better than the shower at my apartment.
Right, you can live up in there.
Oh, I love it. From the 626, I get my hair done, $450 every 3 months. Hair extensions, $600. Eyelash extensions, $175 for a new center, $60 for a fill. Gel and acrylic nails, $45 every 2 weeks. What else do you spend? Do you eat?
That sounds like a MasterCard commercial.
It did. Looking bomb, priceless.
Grace from LA, good morning.
Good morning.
What has you looking good but broke as hell?
FX cover up from Sephora.
Cover up from Sephora.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, man. That Sephora is... I didn't know what it was. A lot of guys don't even know what Sephora is, like what kind of beast that place is. My girlfriend dragged me into one, and she's doing all these products, and then we're buying stuff. I'm like, yo, why are we buying anything? Let's just stop by here every day. You need to get looking good and just get all the samples. Just put it on in the store.
Because you go in there for one thing, you come out with 10 different things.
You took the words right out of my mouth. It is so true. You didn't even know. You're like, I didn't even know I needed lipstick or mascara. You just like put everything in your cart, and then you're spending like a few $100.
And I've caught my wife a couple times. She'll check like her points on her Sephora card. She's like, oh, I'm almost to whatever, a gazillion points. Let me just buy this extra thing so I can get $5 off next time.
Yeah, right? It's like, I don't need new eyeliner, but babe, if I get it, then I hit this points level.
Exactly.
Don't get it.
Exactly.
I get why Kylie Jenner is so rich, because these products are so expensive too. Like, they are not cheap at all.
Grace.
Yes.
But between you and us, like, you looking good though, right?
Well, see, I was a single mom before, and my last baby left me with the brown spots on your face. That's what I got to cover up.
You can blame the baby. That's right.
Las manchas, right, Grace?
She's 11, and they haven't gone away, and she's 11.
Every day you remind her, Grace.
She knows.
She knows.
Thank you.
Grace, we love you. Big shout out to all the single moms that are bosses out there. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Yeah, love you guys.
Love you too. Bye. Monique from Upland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Break it down, girl. What beauty upkeep has you looking good but broke as hell?
Vitamin C IVs. I tell you, these things are the best, but damn, they are expensive.
Game changer, man, if you've never done one.
How often do you get them?
So right now, I'm trying to get them once a week, but maybe once every other week. Yeah, they're like $125 each time I go.
Yeah, they're pricey, but man, I'm telling you, I did one like about a year ago, and I keep meaning to do them again because it's amazing how good you feel. Like, you feel it while it's happening.
Yeah.
You feel like they'll put different mixtures of vitamin C, depends on like what your body's low on, what vitamins, nutrients you need. But you can actually feel your body like feeling good while it's happening. You feel it like kind of going through your body straight. It's really, I'm on your team on that one. I need to get back into the IV game.
Monique, what have you had to cut out because you need to get vitamin C IVs, or what did you stop paying?
I just stopped going out. I was like, postpone my phone bill sometimes just so I can go get my IV.
She's like, I'm back to a burner phone from 7-Eleven.
Right.
I'm paying by the minute.
For real.
I don't have a touchscreen phone. Mm-hmm. I just like, when I text people, I got to hit the same button three times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Monique, love you, girl. Stay looking fly. Thank you so much for calling in and listening.
Thank you. Good night.
Wow, that IV has her feeling real good. She just said goodnight.
She doesn't know what time it is. She's been up for 4 days.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.